95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Incoming message.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Friday Raw.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
We're all going to have a real good time.
You promise?
I promise. I promise. No tricks.
Well, if that's indeed the case,
let us begin.
Friday, Friday, Friday. It's Ryan on 95.3 Gorilla. It's $5,000 Friday today. Yeah, we have all kinds of cash for you. I hope you've been listening to the Banana Bank. We have more Shinedown tickets on the way. So much fun with all the biggest new hit music, all your favorite throwbacks, and prizes to die for. You're on 95.3 Gorilla, pregame and the weekend the right way. And by the way, if you don't have the Gorilla app on your phone, you can get us and connect us to CarPlay. Did you know this? Yeah, you can hook us right up to CarPlay. It comes right up on your screen. It's absolutely awesome. You should check that out. It's 95.3 Gorilla. Happy weekend.
Attention. Cash alert. Cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're calling number 10 for cash money right now.
Wow, oh my gosh, okay.
I have $2,500 on the line in our bonus round, but we got to get there first. Sarah, you ready for this?
Yes.
Perfect. Sarah, here's the deal. We're going to start with $175. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's go up.
Sarah says up. Yes, 175 up to 220. That is perfect. $220, Sarah. Do you want to keep it or do you want to keep going?
Let's keep going.
We're going to keep going. 220 is your new number. Are we going up or are we going down?
Let's go up.
Going to go up again. Two ups in a row. Come on, are we going up again? Yes, 220 to 225. Not much, but it's an extra $5, Sarah. Do you want to keep 225 or do you want to guess one more time for the bonus round? What are we thinking?
I think I'm going to stop.
We're going to stop. Are you sure? You saying no to $2,500?
Yes.
All right. $225. Sarah, congratulations. You got the money.
Great. Thank you so much. Wow.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
So today we're talking about kids, specifically the birth rate. It is declining. Yes, it's the lowest it's ever been. In America, all-time low, 53.1 children per 1,000 women in childbearing age. So that's low. That's very low. Very, very, very low. That's the lowest on record. So I want to know, you know, everybody always talks about how great kids are, all the reasons why you should have kids. You're going to love it. It's going to change your life. We know those stories. We hear that all the time. But what are some reasons not to have kids? I don't have kids yet, to be honest with you. We're still deciding if we want kids. And I want to know, what are some reasons not to have children? First call goes to Mandy this morning. Mandy, why are you not having kids?
There's so many reasons. Like, I love my alone time. I love my time with just me and my husband. I actually work for a daycare.
Oh,
and
no.
Every day I go home and I'm like, I'm never having kids.
Oh, no. See, I feel like... I feel like if you actually work in a daycare, that's like 100% going to commit you like, yes, I love kids, or nope, that ain't never happening. That's really funny. Thank you, Mandy, for the call. What's a really good reason why you don't want to have kids? Kelsey's next. Kelsey, you're on the air.
My reasoning would be because they grow up and break your heart.
Oh, not all the time. Sometimes. Not all the time, though. They are their own people. They're not pets, okay? Kids are people, or they turn into people eventually, so... Oh, that might be a good point. Time for one more. What's a good reason not to have kids? Cheryl is next. Cheryl, good morning.
I gotta say, I think some of you guys are really ungrateful for, like, the whole kid thing.
Okay, what do you mean? Do you have kids?
I have 5 boys.
Ooh, okay, that's a lot.
And I love having kids.
Great.
They make my life beyond amazing. Like, I don't know, they're so rewarding. Like, the I love yous and the hugs, and they make the headaches completely worth it at the end of the day.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not sure if you understood what we were talking about this morning, but, like, we weren't really going in this direction. But I love that you love your kids. How about that?
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Rumors have been flying that J-Lo will be the next Bachelorette on ABC. Did you actually really believe that she would do that? Did you believe that she would agree to that? Nah, that ain't happening.
You're single right now.
I am.
Have you considered...
Yes! I should have done it sooner. I've been doing it all wrong. Trust me.
Would you consider, I should say...
Yes.
...becoming the next Bachelorette here on ABC?
No.
Okay, yeah, so that's not happening. Gwyneth Paltrow is still doing her crazy thing where she's suggesting all kinds of supplements and stuff. She's saying that now you should use arugula as a dairy substitute. Yeah, that's right. Arugula as a dairy substitute. Who's taking nutrition advice from Gwyneth freaking Paltrow?
If you want to avoid dairy, one trick that I do is I dice up arugula and I put it in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It sounds weird, but it kind of adds like a nice texture to it, okay. And it's delicious.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you should definitely double check any advice that Gwyneth Paltrow gives you. She's the goop woman, right? Yeah, double check that. Halle Berry raising eyebrows. She was on the Today Show and she was asked by Jenna Bush Hager about her biggest ick. Like, you know, thing that makes you go, ooh, ick. And this was what she said.
Do we have time for one more?
One more.
Biggest
one
more.
Biggest ick?
Ick.
Oh, Halle.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I guess she misheard that one. Oh, man. Tina Fey is addressing a viral Timothée Chalamet man-spreading photo. Did you see this photo floating around?
I will say, you've got to remember, so for every amount that he's sitting like this and man-spreading,
yeah.
I'm doing the opposite. My legs, I got a big old can.
I love Tina Fey. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Friday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Danny Elfman has a birthday today. You may not know Danny Elfman by name, but you know him by music. Danny Elfman is a composer. I bet you know this. Happy birthday to Mr. Elfman. On this date back in 1942, Bing Crosby recorded a song that would go on to be the biggest selling single of all time. The biggest selling song ever in the history of recorded music. I was shocked to discover... It was a Bing Crosby record, first of all, but what song was it? No, you're not dreaming. This is true. White Christmas. Bing Crosby, 1942, has sold more than 100 million copies worldwide since it was released. That makes it the best-selling single of all time. 11 years later, in 1953, May 29th, Edmund Hillary from New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay from Nepal became the first two people to reach the summit of Mount Everest. It's a big anniversary. CeeLo Green is 51 years old today. Oh, good old CeeLo Green. On this date back in 2003, Finding Nemo was released to the U.S. and Canada. We love ourselves some Finding Nemo.
We need
Dory.
To find
his son. What are you doing?
And there are rumors floating around that Ellen DeGeneres might actually be on board for another Finding Nemo sequel at some point soon. Two big things coming up this weekend. On Sunday's date, May 31st, all the way back in 1976, 50 years ago, The Who set the world record for the loudest concert of all time at 120 decibels. And Clint Eastwood celebrating birthday on Sunday. Clint is going to be 96.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
It's Friday. I'm feeling lucky. There's your flashback freakout today.